So last week we looked at the creation in general, creation in the providence of God, and now we're focusing on the creation and the fall of man. If you want to summarize this article, this portion of the article, you could summarize it in this way. Number one, man is uniquely created. Okay? Man was created in the image of God. Man was created in a unique way. And as it says, good, righteous, holy, and capable of obeying God's will. Secondly, the second one. So the first one is uniquely created. The second is deeply fallen. And actually that word deeply is probably not sufficient. But in a sense it is. The fall of man is great. As it says, becoming wicked, perverse, corrupt in all his ways, he's lost his excellent gifts except for a small remnant. Deeply fallen. So much so that John the Apostle writes that we are darkness. What is darkness? Darkness is the absence of light. We are dead. What's the opposite of death? Life. God said to Adam that he's to eat of any tree of the garden except one. That was a promise of life. Like it says here in the article. For the commandment of life which he received. Live. Enjoy what I've created. Eat freely. Except for this one tree. But Adam chose to rebel against God. He transgressed that commandment. And did he die that day, as God had said? The answer is yes. Physically, the Lord extended his life, but he was separated from God, who is life, that day. And unfortunately, with him, we all died as well. And that every one of us was born dead. You were born dead in trespasses and sins. Thanks to our father, Adam. It's a hard word, but it is important. Why? Because there's a third element. The first is created uniquely created. The second is deeply fallen, but we are greatly restored in Christ. That's the gospel. As a matter of fact, that greatly is, again, insufficient to describe the glories that God Christ has accomplished for us. Eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them who love him. But it is well and good for us to understand that, number one, Adam was created perfect, unique. All mankind still maintain that image of God, though fallen, though fractured. And secondly, how great our sin and misery is, and the need for our Lord Jesus Christ. If we don't really understand that, do we really understand the cross? Do we? Do we really understand what Jesus did if we really don't realize how bad we are? How depraved we are? How needful we are? But praise God, in his mercy and love, he has forgiven us in Christ and delivered us. Amen?